It's the Dork Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast.
Brian Davis.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keith. Awaiting Davey eyeballs, but he should be here any moment. And if not, we'll just rip it the best we can because we are post-Super Bowl. We don't do a lot of post-Super Bowl shows. In fact, this would be the very first time we've ever been on post-Super Bowl. And would you believe it? An overtime game. We were texting during the game because I don't know how many times we did episodes after Bruins playoff games. Always overtime. Celtics playoff games. Always overtime. So fittingly, a game that starts at 6:30, we still aren't getting on until 11. But that's fine. That's fine. A Super Bowl that was a bit of a snore for the first half and then kind of got going a little bit and then ended up being pretty exciting. And I think, especially if you bet on the game, was pretty good at the end and overtime, only the second overtime game ever. So you have that going for you and just all the stuff, all the parallels with the Patriots. So we'll be doing a lot of that this week on the radio show. But as for the podcast, let's dive in to what we got. And it was right out of the rip. We got Deadpool 3. I guess now known as Deadpool and Wolverine. So I like that. I like the title. And they did what I thought was smart. They did like a real quick little tease. I don't even know if it was 30 seconds. It probably was. But it felt like it was quicker than that. And then they said, go online for the full trailer, which is what most all these all of them do anyway. And so you go on. We tweeted out. I'm sure you've already seen it several times. But we tweeted out at Dork Podcast. And pretty good stuff, I'll tell you. You start out with Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool without the mask on. It's happy birthday, Wade. Little birthday cake action. Everybody's gathered around. All his friends from like the first two movies are all gathered around. And as we kind of expected, you did get some, it's TVA. It's going to be a lot of TVA going on. And so I don't know how many of the Loki season 2 characters are going to carry over or not. Because it's Deadpool, anything goes. You can get characters from any one of these things. There's been talk. Fantastic Four. I saw Michael Chiklis mentioned he is not going to be back as the Thing, but he knows who is. So I'm guessing you're going to get Fantastic Four. We've speculated about Gambit, what kind of Gambit you're going to get. Maybe Taylor Kitsch. Maybe Channing Tatum. Who knows? Hey, how about shout out to Tom Wamsgams. The legend himself, Wamsgams, gets in there right out of Succession. Wins some award, right? Didn't he win a Golden Globe in his last year on Succession? And then he's in there, so he joins the MCU. But one of the best guys, probably the only guy with everything MCU right now, and it's kind of a... I'm not going to say it's been a complete downer, because I think there's been some good movies. I think when people say that, they're kind of overstating things. I don't think they're remembering how good Guardians 3 was. I don't think they were talking about Spider-Man No Way Home. I thought was pretty good. But Deadpool 3 and just the character of Deadpool has the best chance of taking all like the kind of crap that's happened, make fun of it. I'm hoping for some good Eternals jokes because I didn't care for Eternals. And then kind of just push forward what they want going forward. Be like, all right, we're going to ignore the crap. We're just going to go for it. Like their own Flashpoint in a way. You can kind of do it with Deadpool. All right, so I guess, let's see. 1 second here. Davey says I did not send him the link, so I will send him a link right now. I also think, interestingly enough, Deadpool has a chance to be one of the better trilogies that we've seen. Because I think it kind of models has a chance to model Guardians. Like, I really love the Guardians, first one. Second one, not wild about, but it's a good movie. And then the third one, right back to being great again. So I think that Deadpool could be similar. Deadpool 2, good, but the first Deadpool is as good as, I mean, I think that was in our top 10, wasn't it, when we did all of our comic book movies? I have my ratings somewhere. We could go back and dig through it. But I would say Deadpool has a real chance to do that. And yeah, Wolverine. So who's playing Wolverine? I don't know if that's a real question. Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman is back as Wolverine. How old a man is Hugh Jackman? He knows how to get himself all fired up for these roles, though. He is 55 years old. Looks like a million and 10 bucks. And then did you see the poster they put out, too? is pretty good. It's like a friendship bracelet, and it's got the both of like their half Wolverine, half Deadpool, and it's kind of broken up. We now welcome in Ron Von Don. How are you, sir?
Oh, you started without me.
I did.
Do the fancy countdown.
I did the countdown. You know? I did the countdown.
Oh yeah, crying out.
Yeah. Well, I was just
I've been out here.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know. I was just trying to get this thing going because of the late start.
Late start, yeah.
But I was saying, right out of the shoot, you got the Deadpool 3, like, mini teaser with a, you know, telling you to go online. What was your impression to Deadpool? Actually, not Deadpool 3, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Deadpool and Wolverine. It was great. I'm glad that we went to the Twitter to do the trailer, because they wouldn't have let the pegging joke on to that kind of TV.
Probably not. No. Deadpool is not suitable for all ages. He is
no, he is not. But that was good. I was very happy with that. It did, gave you just enough. People are already starting to pick the trailer apart.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was a nice little thing.
Yeah. TVA. And I mean, we're going to get a million cameos and references.
So many.
And everything else. But I think this is what the MCU needed more than anything else. Like, they desperately needed a Deadpool movie. Because
in a reset.
Yeah, that's what it's going to do.
Days of Future Past.
Yeah. I think it's going to do that, and then some. I like the old school yellow Wolverine as well. Big fan of that.
Mm-hmm.
Deadpool's always look good. Like, his movie costume has always been top notch.
It's more red now. They've leaned into the red a little bit redder.
Yeah, maybe just to sort of the contrast between him and Wolverine, right. I guess. Do you think he's going to be doing some fighting against Wolverine? Is it? Yeah, I don't care for you. I don't care for you. And then we'll be really good friends later on.
Right. And there's going to be the jokes of him. Like, I liked you better when you couldn't talk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kind of deal. Those are going to come out.
Yeah, I like it. So this is very exciting. The most exciting thing. And the only MCU movie of the year. Don't let Madame Web fool you. It's the only Marvel movie of the year. Did you see one of the conspiracy, or not conspiracy theory, but one just based off of actor quotes, people are speculating that they all thought between Morbius and Madame Web that the actors actually thought they were in the MCU?
They have to, right? Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
And because you hear about actors all the time, like, they don't watch movies.
No, they don't know. But some of them don't know anything about it.
No, they don't know anything about it. You know, they're too cool to like read comic books and like pay attention to any of this shit. So,
because I think Tyrese got in trouble after Morbius because he said something about how it's in the MCU, and then Kevin Feige's like, it's not. He's like, damn it.
Yeah, dude, there was something like he thought. Maybe Tyrese went a little crazy at one point.
Yeah, maybe.
But he started talking about that, and then he was like the Fast and the Furious thing. Like, he had a beef with like The Rock or something.
Yeah, that's not good. You don't want to be. You want to beef him with The Rock. Although, now Cody Rhodes beefing with The Rock. There's a whole to-do in the wrestling.
That's not what we're here to talk about right now.
We're not here to talk about the wrestling. I could. Yeah. I could go for days on this wrestling thing. I could go
for days, yeah.
The Super Bowl commercials, it's funny. They were kind of weighted. I feel like anything worth a damn pretty much was pre-halftime. And then second half, they like replayed a few commercials, and it was just like, nothing doing there. The first half is where it was. It's funny because the game sucked in the first half, but the trailers and the commercials were good. Second half, the game was a lot better, but there was nothing to look forward to commercials.
Well, you got to blame the script there, right? You got to blame the script.
I guess so.
Otherwise, the only explanation I have is that the Monstars went into the 49ers locker room and stole all their talents.
They did something. They did something.
Because they came out looking like they didn't know. They've never played a football game before in the second half.
Mm-hmm. And I also hate betting. I hate gambling because I had the Chiefs, so I should feel good about the Chiefs money line, but the problem was that I parlayed it with all these nonsensical things every which way but loose. So like, I gotta go back and check. I'm like, I think I only hit a couple of bets. I think I lost most of them, even though I had Chiefs the whole time. Also, Gronk missed that field goal. I don't know if anybody's been watched that shit.
I've been like kind of paying attention to that.
Yeah, but he kind of wide right there in the pregame.
Yeah.
Another kind of controversial item from the game, Reba McEntire and the national anthem. What's the official ruling on this? So I say,
people are going to go both ways with this. So I say, like, there's two Braves, right? So she would have made it had she not gone to the second Brave.
Yeah, so she was under just doing the song normal, but then because she hit a second Brave that took it to the over. So I saw a couple of the sites are awarding it to both because they're just like, hey, we want, we're not going to fight this thing. I don't know how you rule that. Like the song was done, but she wasn't done. So like, I feel like it's the over, but
I think it's the over too, because we all know that that was pre-recorded. Like she didn't just decide to do another Brave.
Oh,
that's
no,
pre-recorded.
She was doing another Brave. And I think what happened was she famously is quick with her anthems. And then, so the opening line in Vegas was like 86 seconds, give or take. And then after like a day, it shot up to 90 and a half. So I think
someone knew something.
They must have gotten wind of the second Brave, but they even thought even then it might be a little bit closer. Because she was like a 95 seconds, I think. With the she really held the second. She didn't hold a note all song, and then all of a sudden the second Brave, she's like,
"Whoa!" Well, there was like that gap in the middle too that, you know, that threw you.
Like you done?
Like that 2 seconds in the middle, yeah.
Like you done? What are you doing? Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with the Gronk thing. I think you have a chance to win money if he made it or if he missed. So it's like somebody
it's
in
like
the chat.
Fake money, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's like fake bets and like or like extra bets and bonus bets. So maybe. Maybe he did it on purpose. I don't know. But I'm guessing people probably took him to miss as well. Didn't he? I think he missed last year.
Maybe you have just 50-50. It's like a coin flip, right?
Yeah. I think so. So we got the Deadpool and Wolverine. We got a new title. We got a new poster. We got a new trailer. So it's all on our Twitter if you want to check that out if you somehow missed it. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes on May 10th. This one looks a little intense. Listen, it looks like it could
super
be.
Intense.
And maybe depressing. Yeah.
And a little Mad Max feel to it, like the what a lovely day. Like,
yeah.
Now it's like it's a wonderful day instead of what a lovely day.
These movies are decent, though. You know,
they're good.
They're not my favorite, but I'll check it out. You definitely want to see it in the theater. Just, you know, having things getting smashed all about.
Talk to me about Wicked.
Dude, I'm telling you, I saw the Wicked trailer. So I never saw the musical.
Oh, it's great.
Was it?
It's great. Yeah.
It was a book too, right? Wasn't it like a really popular book?
It was a book.
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't read it or anything, but it seems kind of right up my alley. Now, was that
it is?
Is that Ariana Grande in there?
It is Ariana Grande, and I believe Jennifer Hudson.
Okay. Right.
And Jeff Goldblum playing the wizard.
That's pretty great casting.
Come on.
Yeah. I'll probably see Wicked. I got to see Wicked, don't I?
You're gonna see Wicked. You got yeah. If I know your family, like I think you're gonna go see Wicked.
Yeah, I'll see Wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks neat. I mean, I loosely know what's going on. It's basically just Wizard of Oz told through her lens, right?
Well, it's basically how she becomes the Wicked Witch.
Okay.
And it's not as cut and dry as you would think.
Okay.
You know, and it has to do with like, you know, her basically like the flying monkeys are not always flying monkeys and the people are like doing tests on them and she takes great umbrage with that and then frees them. That's what they'd be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. So that's like, it's, yeah.
I like that. What else? We also got a trailer for Twisters.
Oh, fuck me.
It's more than one twister. So a twister, or a tornado to the layman, was a film in the 90s with Helen Hunt from Mad About You. And several years later, nobody requested a sequel. Nobody's interested in a sequel. Nobody even nobody even really talks about the original or cares about the original.
Unless it is a great trivia question, because it was the first movie mass produced for DVD sale.
There you go. So I guess it is. So unless
that's the only time I bring that movie up. What was the first movie made for mass production on DVD? And it was Twister.
1996 Twister. This is an update to the 1996 film Twister, which centered on a pair of storm chasers who risked their lives in an attempt to test an experimental weather alert system.
Now we get the same thing, but
what the fuck?
Two dragons. They even went so far as to like have one of the dorky, nebbish characters say, twins. And you say two tornadoes next to each other, or twisters next to each other.
Yeah, but is it, so it's not, it's an update or a sequel? The thing here says it's an update. That doesn't even make it sound like a sequel, does it?
That's neither.
That's not, I don't want any of this. And then they just slapped an S on it.
Yeah.
What should we call it? Twister 2, Electric Boogaloo? They're like, no. Twisters.
No. What if we do Speeds?
Sped. You seen the second one, Sped? I didn't realize. Wait a minute.
Sorry.
Sped.
Keep going. Keep. that tickled me for a certain reason.
Michael Crichton wrote the first one. Is that right?
Yeah. The guy wrote Jurassic Park, wrote Twister.
Jesus. Guy's on to something. Twister.
I have the giggles now. I'm sorry.
That's fine. It's a good place for it. Twister grossed $495 million worldwide, became the second highest grossing film in 96.
Wow.
People love Twister, I guess.
What was number one?
It's none of your business. Number one worldwide. Oh, that Independence Day.
Oh, yeah.
Independence Day rocked the shit out of it that year.
Oh, God, yeah. I think I saw that movie three times in the theater.
The top 10 highest grossing worldwide movies in 1996, now that you asked, are Independence Day, Twister, Mission Impossible, The Rock, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, 101 Dalmatians, Ransom.
The 101 Dalmatians, that was the live action one, right? With Jeff Daniels?
Yeah. You mean like Glenn Close, right?
Yeah.
That was that one. Then Ransom, the Give Me Back My Son, that one from.
Yeah.
That was a Ron Howard. Nutty Professor, Jerry Maguire, Space Jam. That was a good year.
That was like, a good year for movies.
That was a damn good year. But yeah, so we got Twisters. So, yeah, that one, that looks like the pits. I don't think everybody's going to see Twisters. That was it for movie commercials, I believe. They threw an absolute barrage of CBS and Paramount Plus TV shows at us. Each one looks more uninteresting than the last.
I got to tell you, I'm pissed I'm here right now because I don't get to watch Tracker right now after Tracker. The Super Bowl.
As soon as the Super Bowl coverage is over, Tracker. And you know what's funny is every year, whatever show comes on after the Super Bowl is one of like the 100 highest rated shows of the year. And it's no business being there, but it's just people leaving their TVs on from the highest rated show of the year. So Tracker,
they're like saying, they're like saying goodbye to people in their house. Like, oh yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Like see you at the office. And like, they just leave the TV on. Yeah. It just comes on.
Definitely. Yeah. Or like, at the party, everybody just leaves it on at the bar. It stays on. So like the 90th most watched thing last year was Tracker. And then it won't even get a second season.
You remember that one year though? It was the Super Bowl was on Fox. It was I believe it was
the Denver Broncos. Was it the Broncos?
No, it was the Broncos. You're right. No, it was the Tennessee game. It was where Tennessee almost was like a yard away. Right?
Was it Tennessee Rams?
Yes. And the show after was Family Guy. It was the pilot for Family Guy. And we watched it together. And I don't think either of us have laughed that hard since.
Yeah, that was pretty great. Yeah, that was the Kool-Aid up there, right? The Kool-Aid man burst through the wall.
Yep.
Yeah, that was one of those ones. That was great. Holy smokes. Yeah, I think I didn't read the article. I think Seppenwall from Rolling Stone might have put out an article of like shows that were on after the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And as you can imagine, it's extremely hit or miss. And it rotates every year to either like Fox, NBC, CBS, ABC, or whatever, and they all kind of rotate. But yeah, the shows were kind of nothing. The movies were kind of high end with Deadpool, Planet of the Apes, Wicked, and then Twisters. But my big takeaway was the commercials themselves were really like star studded. They did like every place rather than just going like the most creative thing you can do. And some of them were good, but it was. Let's just shell out the big bucks. Let's get all the A-list stars. Like the most famous people in the world were in the commercials this year.
Yeah, you got Wahlberg hawking for Jesus. I don't think Jesus needs Mark Wahlberg's help.
That was a weird one.
Yeah, so Mark up for Lent. Like, fuck you. Well, Jesus. Did you go to jail? Did you go to jail for like beating up an Asian guy and saying racist things to him? Like, all right, relax with that.
Well, that's why you go to a confession, I think. And then
then you're a good person all of a sudden. All of a sudden you're a good person because you do that. Okay, great.
I think you're in the clear. Yeah, Rick in the chat, I think he's right. I think it was Broncos Falcons Super Bowl. That was 99. And then I think that was Family Guy.
For some reason I thought it was the Tennessee one.
Well, we watched the Tennessee one in our dorm. I remember that.
Yeah.
But that's pretty good. Yeah, there was also the Jesus washing the feet one. And that's a website, I guess, you go to?
Yeah. Yeah. Bigfoot guy. Jesus and Rex Ryan, big feet guys. Now, I know that Jesus washed the feet of the apostles. There's a whole thing in the Bible. I know.
Before. It's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Brady in a couple commercials.
Yeah.
The Tom Brady.
The MGM one was everyone but allowed to bet but Tom Brady. I thought that was funny.
Dude, Vince, as long as Vince Vaughn's still doing stuff, I'm happy. Like, Vince Vaughn like, he was kind of out of the public eye for a couple years. Not necessary. Doesn't need to go anywhere.
And then we tried to do a couple, like, B-movies where he was did, like, a heel turn, like, after True Detective, and that didn't really work.
Yeah, and I don't blame him for True Detective. That was just a rough go because Rachel McAdams was in that. Taylor Kitsch was in that. It was a good cast. Yeah. Everybody was good in it. It just wasn't.
If you pitch that to anybody, they're going to be like, okay.
Wasn't a good show. Oh, I missed True Detective episode whatever. They released it early, which I wish I knew.
So I got two to watch now.
Okay. So yeah, because they knew they were going up against the Super Bowl, so they put it on yesterday, but I didn't watch it. But Vince Vaughn was good in that. And then he did the Freaky Friday movie, or just Freaky, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then he found a good spot on Curb Your Enthusiasm for some episodes.
I didn't see those.
Yeah, so unfortunately, when Marty Funkhauser passed, they brought in Vince Vaughn as, like, I forget if he's like a cousin or brother. He's like, I think he's related to the Funk Man. And so he's in a handful of episodes. I mean, enormous shoes, impossible shoes to fill. But him and Larry are pretty good together. But like the commercials. So you had everybody in. I'm like, so Tom Brady, Vince Vaughn, the Dunk Kings commercial is probably the best one of the night.
That was by far the best one of the night. And I think the line of the night was Matt Damon being like, you remember when I said I would do anything for you? This is anything. This is it.
It was the same kind of material when those guys were in Jay and Silent Bob Reboot or whatever. And they always do the jokes. They're like, we say we owe you a favor. Like, we're done. We're done with this. He's like, we don't need to be in your friend's movie because they asked you to. Right. Yeah, that was good. He's like, how do you like them donuts? He's like,
I'm sorry.
And they're selling those tracksuits.
And I said, he tweeted it right away. I was like, the first person who's going to wear one of these is Goo. And the second I said it, he like tweeted it out. I was like, can I buy a Dunk King suit? Or I was like, oh my God, I thought of you immediately.
I kind of like the pants. Like, I'm not trying to steal anybody's flavor there, but I kind of like the pants.
I don't hate them. I also liked, it was a little up and at them, but the
Arnold
State agent State Farm.
Oh, it was
like a good neighbor.
It was 100% up and at him. And I
up
do
and
that.
At them.
I yell at Cece when it's time to wake up. I go up and at them. Up and at them. She's like, she has obviously never seen the episode, but she's she gets it. Oh, do you want to hear the Cece joke? The Cece joke.
Yes, I want to hear Cece joke of the week.
So it's not necessarily a joke. It's more what she said about a kid in school. And I won't say the kid's name. I'll make up a fake name because you know, it's a small world.
Even fake name, real name. It's probably, I'll never know. So,
yeah, but like some of their teachers listen to the radio show. Like, I don't know what the trickle down effect is. I don't want to bury any kid here. They're little kids. But so, Valentine's Day is coming up. And so I was like, hey, and at this point, I know a bunch of the kids in her class. So I'm like, hey, maybe like a couple of the dudes, like she's good friends with. So I'm like, hey, maybe so and so will be your Valentine. She's like, maybe. And I'm like, well, maybe so-and-so, maybe this one. And she's like, yeah, I don't know. And I go, maybe Matthew, not his name. I go, maybe Matthew will be your Valentine. She goes, no. She's like, I'll never be in love with Matthew. You want to know why? I go, why? Because he always smells like he has to go to the bathroom.
Not like he just did. Nope. He's about
he has to. It was the detail. It was perfect. He was like, he's about to.
Like, I can sense.
She knows he's gonna. It's like the bathroom smell. So I was sitting at the table talking to her, and Katie was like standing over the kitchen. And I like looked up, and we were just like dying. We were like, oh my God. Smells like he always has to go to the bathroom.
He's about to go to the bathroom.
This fucking guy. I'm like, well, listen, you got to draw the line somewhere. So that's probably a good criteria.
My older daughter now, she started to watch The Simpsons. So speak, like,
yeah.
Speak up and at them.
up and at them.
And she, loves the "my eyes, the goggles do nothing."
They do nothing. Did McBain. No, I literally, that was the first thing I thought of during the State Farm neighbor.
I'm sure everyone did.
That's true. That's probably what they were going for. There was the Aubrey Plaza, "I'm having a blast," a Baja Blast.
Well, they showed that like a week ago. It was like on Twitter like a week ago.
So that's the thing, because the Paramount ad is a great ad, but they like, I think they were so excited about it, they released that one too.
They spurled it, yeah.
What, Patrick Stewart, Chuck's fucking what's his name? Yeah. So good. Yeah, Drew Barrymore. And Creed's here. It's great. I liked the Kawasaki mullet ad where everybody got mullets. The Bald Eagle got a mullet, and then Stone Cold Steve Austin got a mullet.
It's way to lean into that.
Which just immediately brought me back to the video we tweeted out the other week of him in the cold tub. Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
We're gonna revisit this motherfucker. He was in it for 30.
Whose name is gonna be in there for 10 minutes? He was in there for like 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Oh my god. And Shark said, I think he said this on the podcast. He's like, his favorite part was when he checked his watch after 4 seconds.
He's like, this has been 4 minutes. Like, no, looks man, you've been in there for 8 seconds.
Ah, dude, you gotta stay in there. You gotta get a good soak. Let's see. Chris Pratt was in that Pringles commercial where he looked like a Pringles guy.
Sure.
Oh, this one hit close to home. Tell us about your experience watching the Lionel Messi commercial.
Oh, so it was funny. So like, we're watching this commercial and it's like Dan Marino and I forget who someone else was in it too.
Oh, wait a minute. It was Dan Marino.
Dan Marino was on the boat, and then it was like somebody, like he passed somebody else.
Oh, Sudeikis. Jason Sudeikis.
And so, you know, Messi's kicking the ball down the beach and my wife goes, "Who's that?" I go, "That's Lionel Messi." And she's like, "Yeah, okay. Like, who's that?" I'm like, "He's arguably like the greatest soccer player to like ever live."
Yeah.
She's like, "Yeah, I have no idea who that is." I was like, "You've never heard she never heard the name."
That's amazing.
Lionel Messi. Like, you've never seen like a little kid wearing a shirt that's like Messi on the back. Like a nothing.
He is like,
you're zero awareness of that name.
I mean, he's probably not top five in the country, but he's probably a top five most popular athlete in the world.
In the world. We're not talking about
No. He's in the world. Like Messi, he's Ronaldo.
First or second most popular player in the world's most popular sport.
Correct. So
you should at least know who that person's name is.
And he now plays in America, so there was like a big boom about it. And he has been in like multiple World Cups. So even if you know nothing about like La Liga and you just, he's in World Cups all the time.
But here's the thing. Like, she knows exactly who David Beckham is.
Right. Well, Messi's not married to a Spice Girl.
Well, it doesn't matter.
That's his first problem.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, it was like jaw-dropping to me.
Well, you know what? I don't think people, not getting enough credit. So Taylor Swift, obviously, at the Super Bowl, they made quite a to-do about it. Fucking, she's there with Blake Lively. I'm way more interested in Blake Lively. Blake Lively from Gossip Girl, from The Town, Sisterhood of Traveling Pants.
Green Lantern.
She's in all these things. And they never even mention her once. And there's like, I had Taylor Swift and Friends. I'm like, her friend is Blake Lively.
But also, like, why is Ice Spice with you?
I don't really.
First of all, I think this nation, I would say we live in a divided nation right now, Richard. And I think we can all come together under the flag of Ice Spice being the worst fucking stage name I've ever heard in my life.
Terrible name. Ice Spice. I don't like it at all.
It's like Yikes Bikes. Like, why don't you just go by like Yikes Bikes?
Ooh, what about Yikes Stripes Fruit Stripes Gum?
Like that, yeah. Like,
yeah.
That's it. The worst name I've ever heard. Worse than Hoobastank.
Yeah, that Hoobastank's tough name. It is odd every time they show the luxury suite and it's like a different group of people in there. Like, that's weird.
I saw Miles Teller was in there. He had his long drink hat on.
Was Miles Teller in there again?
He was, yeah.
Jeez. I didn't see no Ryan Reynolds, though. So maybe Ryan Reynolds is home with the kids.
I'm sure he wants nothing to do with that.
No, he was at the Jets game when she went to like Monday Night Football against the Jets. Blake Lively was there, and so was Reynolds, and so it's Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they were, you know.
But maybe they weren't this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, as for the football game, did you see Travis Kelce like bump Andy Reid?
What the fuck is you doing? Like, what are you doing?
He was getting a little close. Like, I was like,
no, he bumped him good. He was like screaming in the old man's face. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, you know, every single fucking camera in this building is pointed on you right now.
I know.
Every single one. And you, like, you're a babe. You didn't get the ball one. He didn't give you the toy, one, as Jenny Slate would say, one time.
Yeah.
And you're going to scream in this guy's face.
Screaming.
Like, almost, get out of here.
I knocked his hip out.
And I will say this.
Aggressive.
Gronk would never.
Gronk would never.
Gronk would never do that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would get close to Bill Belichick on game day.
No.
Yeah, they're going to leave him alone. What do you think of the Reese's Caramel Big Cup? You in on that?
I loved the stunt person in that who jumped out the window.
Yeah.
And then jumped back in.
It's a good move.
When they were like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then jumped back into the house.
I got that. That was a great move. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You going to try that sucker or what?
I'll give it a ride.
You have one of those?
All the bootleg snacks. All the year 2000 snacks.
Twinkie's got a new one coming out. It's a bad motherfucker. Take a bite out of it. Glitter comes out. Baby D. You don't know about Baby D.
That's why you're looking at me.
Yeah, that's why
you're
looking
at me.
You don't know Baby D. Go on, Baby D. He slides the cookie down the windshield for her.
Bitch snoring. She ain't even be asleep.
She just stand there. How come Mike Epps wasn't in any commercials? That's a miss.
Oh, he's so funny.
He's so funny. He's one of those guys. There's a handful of people that it almost doesn't matter what they say.
It's how they say it.
And Mike Epps is definitely up there. What else we got? Oh, Beyonce was in a commercial. So speaking of superstars, Beyonce was in there trying to like break the internet or whatever. With what's his name? Buster Bluth.
Yeah.
He was in with him. Let's see.
We had Jason Momoa doing a little song and dance with the Scrubs guys for T-Mobile or whatever.
Yep.
Sprint.
Yep. Yep. They're all a bunch of audition ones. Oh, Christopher Walken. Now, this is another one that kind of jumped out to me. So the premise of this commercial was just people doing Walken impressions to Walken.
Yeah.
And then it was like right before, right after, was everybody making fun of how Arnold Schwarzenegger talks. So I'm like, now we're just shitting on these guys for having like accents?
Old guys
with accents.
By the way, we buried the lead here. Pairing Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito get together again. Oh,
It ended beautifully.
With twins.
There was a time where that might have been the movie I rented the most as a little kid. I think my mom was probably like, yeah, that's a good movie. You can watch that. And so I watched Twins.
Born to be bad.
I watched a ton of Twins.
Yeah.
Classic.
It's a good movie.
I mean, they weren't really related, but it's fine. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Danny DeVito pops in there and he nails the line at the end. It's true. What did you think? You're the music guy on the show. What did you think of the Usher halftime performance?
I like how it built. Like, you were like, this is kind of, and then it got better and better and better and better. And then you bring out Swiss Beats. You bring out Jermaine Dupri, Alicia Keys, her, and then you Ludacris. I think everyone in the world went nuts when Lil Jon and Ludacris came out.
As soon as I heard Lil Jon, I'm like, all right, we're in good hands now.
Did you see? So Lil Jon's on there, and they show like he's like kind of bouncing with the crowd. Some fucking kid gets launched if you watch the video again. Like 10 feet in the air. It's like one of my daughters goes, oh my god, did you see that? The kid gets like, there's people like bouncing and he goes 10 feet in the air.
So just they must like, be like a trampoline or something. Are they on like a little tramp?
Yeah, because I don't know, but this kid just went fucking sky high. He almost went like out of frame.
Like, I'll check it out.
You have to go back. Oh, it's incredible.
He is really hurt. He is a hurt person now. He's unwell. I'll check it out.
They brought out the little white cart again to come get him.
Dude, the fucking Dre Greenlaw gets hurt running onto the field.
Oh, man.
Brutal.
You got to do something with the turf.
Something, man, that was awful to see. And then they bring out the cart for him, and everybody's laughing that they have a whole, like, flatbed, and they stuff them in the front seat. And
he looks like one of the big cartoon characters that gets, like, the little tiny cars, like, heads, like, denting the ceiling.
Yeah, I was like, why is he sitting there? Oh yeah, the rollerblades. The rollerblades were fantastic.
Yeah, once the skates came out, I was like, oh, okay.
Skates was sick.
Yeah.
And then like when they changed like the bot like the floor to make it look like they were moving even more. Because yeah. They're already in skates. It looks pretty sweet.
I would be down. I think over a certain age, you don't throw yourself birthday parties anymore, other than like milestones, and then other people can throw them for you.
Yeah.
Right. But I think I would be down for a roller skating birthday party. I think that would be super fun.
I can't skate.
You just got to glide. You don't have to really like...
I don't know if I can.
And if you get roller skates, you get the four wheels instead of the two.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. I couldn't roll.
You can ski.
I couldn't blade. Yeah, I could ski.
Yeah, same principle.
I guess. I mean, there's no wheels on skis.
I know, but you do the same. Whatever. It's the same edge work. I don't want
to... I do... I'm not here for this. I do French fries and I do pizza and I do French fries.
Yeah, like, and then you have a good time, right?
I do pizza. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a bad time. yeah, what else was there? I mean, that was pretty much, I'm telling you, like I was starting to take notes early on, and then like I said, it got to the point where I'm like, once again, it's like the firefighter show on CBS, and then it's like this Apple commercial they played like five times.
He's this sweaty guy and he's looking up and he did a bad thing. Like, does anyone watch this show? Like, does anyone care what bad thing that this nondescript actor did?
It's amazing that these shows still have as big an audience as they even do, because I mean, what is the standard like basic TV small cable package come with? Is it still just four channels? Because I feel like there's more.
No, it's way more.
So like, you're not stuck watching that. You don't have to watch that.
Like, I feel like I want to say that to my parents. Like, no, I don't watch Blue Bloods. No, I'm not going to ever watch that show.
Right.
Oh, do you watch Blue Bloods? I'm like, no. Because it's on Friday night at like 10. Well, like, no funny. One's watching Blue Bloods.
Your story about Yellowstone, because every once in a while I'll get people asking me if I've seen Yellowstone, and I'm like, I have no connection to Yellowstone other than I understand Davey's point about people, like, his parents telling him to watch Yellowstone. And I'm like, it just feels like one of those shows.
Tell me what happened.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that's the worst part. Oh, you got to see, because this is one time they do this thing. I'm like, well, what?
now
I guess I don't have to watch it. So great. Thank you.
You'll never believe when so-and-so dies. And you're like, well, I don't. I think I need to see that. I don't need to see that
ever
again.
What is Travis Kelce doing now? What is he yelling about? I'm like watching this on Twitter.
What's he up there? What's he doing?
Oh, he's like, he's like doing like his like weird Big Show thing. He's like screaming into a microphone. By the way, do you notice he changes his voice depending on when you talk to him? Like if his podcast with his brother, like he talks like you and I talk.
Yeah.
But like when he's talking about like on the football field about his teammates, he puts on like this weird affect to his voice.
Yes, I've noticed that.
You
noticed
that?
I have.
It's very off-putting.
Yeah, it is.
And like
strange.
Kinda racist.
Yeah. Man, I took
I'm gonna say that. Like
I took a bath in these
on these bets?
Yeah, I thought.
Let's see what this idiot's yelling about.
Well, I said I'm like bets. I was so dumb. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this one. And like, they all have the Chiefs, so the Chiefs win. I'm like, I should be doing all right. Nope, I'm not.
So he goes
fucking into Nick the Bosa microphone. Couldn't get a sack. Nick Bosa and Chris Jones. I had them both to get sack. They were all over the backfield. Couldn't do shit.
Nick Bosa needs to sue the NFL. I have never seen. I know everyone, like interior line people will say there's holding on every play in the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nick, but at the end, the second half, he was just getting strangled around the neck and just tackled on every single play. Anytime he got outside leverage, like on the edge, the guy would just wrap his arms around him and just lay on him.
No, that's
true. Like, just tackle him. So, Travis Kelce screaming into a microphone, we've been working hard for this all year. Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, just, my God.
Like,
cringe.
Moron.
Honestly, though, like, I think he and Taylor Swift are perfect for each other because...
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
They're dorks. They're not dorks like we are, but they're dorks. Like, you're a dork.
Yeah, pretty much. And, like, some of the stuff they say, you're just like, it's kind of, like, just cringy and corny. But, like, God bless them. If they're happy, I think that's great. And I just think that they are probably very happy together because they're very similar. Did you see what Kelce was wearing on the way into the game today?
Yes.
Outrageous. Like, where do you even get that? Like... Yeah, the dumbest shit in the world.
I know. You're from Ohio. Like,
yeah.
Who do you think you are?
You're from Ohio. And like the dead giveaway, because like there's all different parts of every different state, right? So like you can't just be like, oh, he's from this state. It's like you could be from where, like there's so many different little cities and towns. but we know what your brother's like. He grew up in the
same house.
He's
like a pumpkin.
Just a dude.
And like when you talk to each other, you talk the same way he talks. And then when you're like up on stage at the Super Bowl, you talk like
you
a complete
fucking
buffoon.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Like, what?
Yeah, no, he's always just ridiculous. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. He might even retire, some are saying.
Good.
He's got like as good as he is, he's got like a little bit of a hitch in his giddy up, it seems like. He's just not quite as fast as he used to be, but I guess
Joshua Clark, good put. They're tools. That's a great name for them. You're a tool.
Yeah, they're not dorks. Dork's not right.
Yeah, you're just a tool.
Yeah. But listen, I honestly don't mind them. It's just they are what they are. Like, I don't think you could really be friends with them because it'd be like, all right,
no,
getting kind of annoying. Like,
oh my God, this guy's so annoying.
This guy again doing this. So
he'd be like, how fast you think I can drink this Arnold Palmer iced tea? Like, no one cares, man.
She chugged in the suite, apparently.
No, but I feel like he would be like, hey, does anyone dare me to do this? I'm like, no.
No, we're good.
Yeah, no one wants you to do that. I'm going to do it anyway.
Before we get out of here, I was looking at some of the stuff that came out before this week. Did you see the trailer for the Late Night with the Devil?
Yeah.
The horror movie with David Desmalchin, who is a polka dot man. Whew. It's like a found footage type movie where it takes place in the 70s, and it's a night on like this, like, you know,
public access or whatever.
Classic like late night talk show.
And it's one of those things that like, oh, like this really happened.
Yeah.
Kind of vibes.
It didn't, but it did. It could have.
Yeah.
So no, that was a really good one. That comes out in theaters, I think, next month. So I'm excited for that. What else did we miss? The Boys put out like a quote unquote like Vought commercial. Pretty good.
Horses.
Pretty good. Yeah, horses, right. The Bear season 3 comes out in June.
Which, like, okay, all right.
Yeah, I was not prepared for that at all.
I was like, no, I'm not mentally or emotionally prepared for that. Like, I hope it picks up, season 3 picks up exactly where it left off with him in that fridge.
I think it should.
Yeah.
It looks like Kelsey is coming back. Tyler in the chat said he just said that he is going to be back. So there you go.
Well, like, yeah, he's dropping an album. That's his, I'm dropping an album after winning an award. Yeah. By the way, what's the name of her new album? Like, Tortured Poets Department.
Something about poems,
like,
yeah.
Do you think you're fucking Sylvia Plath? Like, you were a millionaire. You were born a million. Your dad's a millionaire. Now you're a billionaire. Like, what about you makes you fucking Emily Dickinson?
She's a millionaire?
Her dad, like, financed her whole early career.
Well,
like,
I mean, I know she is. She's probably a billionaire. No. But I'm like,
she grew up with money.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, God, yeah. And, like, so, like, what about you makes you, like you said, like, Sylvia Plath? Or like Edgar Allan Poe. You're not a tortured poet. Shut the fuck up. That's the most pretentious bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, well. We got a Quiet Place Day 1 trailer.
Which we got, what's his name from Stranger Things? Lupita Nyong'o. And the guy whose
Eddie Munson.
Yes, Eddie Munson. No, but the guy who, Dijmen Hansu, like the guy who's like, I've been a fan of his for like almost 30 years and I could never learn how to pronounce his name.
Yeah. I'm excited for that. Let's see.
Oh, because you hate movies.
I'm sorry. I'm not excited for that. I'm looking at Knuckles trailer.
Mm-hmm.
This I might give it a rip. It's on Paramount. It's a 6-episode thing in April 26th. Doesn't look too bad. No, on Quiet Place, though, I like the cast very much, but I can't imagine I'm going to like the movie, but we'll see. I've watched the first
two. Well, at least they're not having your biggest issue is them having babies.
Yeah, the babies thing was insane. Yeah, it was insane. It's just like there's too many things to nitpick in the movie that kind of...
I was like, if you know you could be by a waterfall and you can talk normally, why just move by the waterfall?
Being there all the time. Yeah, being there all the time. And, I was streaming more of The Quarry. I'm up to like six or seven chapters. I tweeted out a clip of me sawing off my buddy's hand because he got bit by something. But that game was so weird because it was like you knew there was a creature above you and there was no option not to like pull on the door. I'm like, don't go up there. Why is he going up there?
Right.
But anyway, it's fun.
The only bad part about those things is you get a choice, but it's not all. There's always two options, never three.
Yeah. And then even if you choose one, it still clearly pivots you back to like.
Right. Oh, and you can't like just slowly back out and close the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one thing I'm having a hard time with is like, so there's like the big guys that are in and about the area. It's not the creatures. It's like the quote unquote hunters.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm pretty sure they're trying to help me, but one of them's also like chasing me, and I'm like, well, the game's telling me to like elude them, but I'm like, I feel like I should just get caught, but I'm like, I'm not gonna, because that's, I don't know.
Yeah, you'll see.
Okay, I will. All right, Ryan.
People telling me in the chat to relax about my Taylor Swift takes. How about this? Have you ever considered this?
No, he's not saying you to relax. He's telling Travis.
Oh, they're telling me to relax.
He's telling Kelsey to relax.
Consider this. No, I don't want to.
I'm not gonna.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm the guy with the microphone. So you will listen to every damn word I have to say.
What a great movie.
What a great movie. John Lovitz in that movie crushes it, by the way.
John Lovitz is amazing in everything that he's in. Yeah. All right, Ryan, I think that'll do it for us. It's getting late on a school night of all things.
I got to go to bed, yeah.
But good stuff. Yeah, we'll have more on Deadpool and Wolverine as we go on. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in for our first ever post-Super Bowl show. And hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, @DorkPodcast. Tell a friend. Tell a dork. Also, you can email us. Oh, yeah. Email some Should I Have Bought This to dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Rye, promise me a million times over you'll never do another rule.
Yeah, man, I'm not going to promise you that.